catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Owosso Stadium in Owosso. We begin the fourth quarter with the Rams leading 34-10 over the Union Redskins and a second down and nine from their own 35-yard line. They're going to try to throw the thing to the right side. They're going to pitch it, and that's going to be Jacobs who's going to try to throw it, and then he breaks out on his own. He's at the 40, the 50, the 40, the 35, cuts back at the 30. Isaiah Jacobs all the way to the 20-yard line. There's a flag down right about there, and that's going to be a clip or a block in the back on Trey Goins. But they tossed the ball to Jacobs, and it was supposed to be a flea flicker. He's supposed to throw the ball. Instead, he cuts back, sees no one's open, and he takes the ball all the way from the 36, 44 yards down to the 29-yard line. But the flag, which should be a spot foul from about the 31, will likely take this back closer to the 41, 43-yard line in that range, but it should still be a first down for the Rams. Flagging right at the 31-yard line. He's going to actually call a personal foul on Owosso. So that's going to bring the ball way back. They're going to mark it all the way back to the 44 of Union. It will still be a first down, though. Another terrific play by Isaiah Jacobs. First down, Owosso. Unquestionably, he is the best football player we've seen this year. 11:45 to go in this fourth period. 34-10 Owosso, and they're trying to add to that lead, sending two receivers to the right, also the tight end Kirby that way. Duggar in the shotgun. He's going to hand inside to Jacobs again, and this time he goes down. Caleb Kalo comes from the outside. Actually, that wasn't Jacobs, pardon me. That was the backup running back. That was Willis Brown. Brown taken down for about a 4-yard loss. That'll take it back to the 48-yard line of the Redskins, and it'll be second down and 14. So it does look like maybe the night's over for Jacobs. And that's got to be a nice breath of fresh air for Union.
Yeah, if I'm the Union defensive coordinator, I'm happy about that one.
Duggar straight back to throw on this second and 13. Throws it way downfield, middle of the field, and it overthrows everybody. Goins was the guy he was going to there. Union had Junior Smith there and Jaden Rowe, both in good coverage, but falls incomplete. And it'll be third down now and 14 for the Rams at Union's 48-yard line. 10:51 to go in the game, 34-10 Owosso. I wouldn't be surprised if this wasn't Cole Duggar's last series, too, at quarterback.
It might be the first team's last series, pretty much all of them.
From the 48 of Union, third down and about 14 for Owosso. Look, motion by Kirby. Duggar is going to turn to hand off, and the running back falls down, so now Duggar is going to take off by himself, and he got thrown backwards for a loss of two. He's back at midfield. He turned to hand off to Willis Brown, and Brown slipped and fell. By the time Duggar got up, Caleb Kalo was there, and so was Gabe Ford, and so that's going to be another loss of a yard, and it's going to be fourth down and almost 15 for Owosso. I think they're going to leave the offense out there for right now, but they may just pooch kick it again. Two receivers left side, one to the right. Duggar in the shotgun, and he will pooch kick it. No one's back for Union, so this thing's going to hit and roll as long as it wants to. It's going to go out of bounds. Oh, no, it got into the end zone. Thank goodness. If you're a Redskin fan, you had to be holding your breath. That ball bounced at the 10-yard line, then again at the 5, and looked for all the world like it was going to go out of bounds about the 2. It did not roll into the end zone, and Union, very fortunately, will get the football at their own 20-yard line. One thing to have a spark on your last offensive series, Tom. It's another to have to go 99 yards.
Yeah.
So 10:15 to play here in the game. Union trailing 34-10, but they did score last time they had the football. So at least if you're the Redskins right about now, you have to be feeling pretty good about what you did offensively. Let's go down to the field and Doc Blevins. What's happening down there, Doc?
Well, J.D. Geneva has hurt his foot slightly. They untaped it, put the shoe back on it. He will not be in. Trent DeSmet's in there pretty much permanently at this point.
All right, gotcha. Thank you very much, Doc Blevins. So Trent DeSmet will take over at the running back slot. The other thing that we'll also have the different running back, it will instead be Nick Hill. That's not even, pardon me, that's not Nick Hill. Instead, they're going to swing that thing out to Wilkins, and he's going to catch around the 20, breaks a tackle across the 30. Avante Wilkins showing a little bit of muscle right there all the way out to the 34-yard line. They swung it out to Wilkins. He made one miss, cut back to the inside, broke two tackles, and gets 14 yards. First down, Redskins.
That's the first time, well, not the first time, but that was a couple of missed tackles, and they haven't had that all night, hardly.
So first and 10 now for Union. Throwing a little spark at throwing 34-yard line. 9:50 to play in the game, but they trail 34-10. They'd have to hurry. DeSmet going to hand off to Wilkins left side, and once again, but this time Trent falls down. He made a nice cutback at the 35 and looked like he might have had some room. But as soon as he saw Cody Chase, he cut back, and then he just fell down. So it's a gain of two, and it'll be second and 8. By the way, that Broken Arrow Jinx game now into the fourth quarter. It's 14-9, Broken Arrow. Second and 8 for Union. Now at their 36, DeSmet. He's going to fake the handoff. Look, and now he's going to fire it left side way downfield, and that ball is going to be almost intercepted and incomplete. He was trying to go to Pearson, but Pearson had very good coverage out there by Gabe Laney, and Laney actually had the better shot at the football, but it fell incomplete. It'll be third down now and about 8 for Union.
It's almost like the roles got changed, and Pearson had to try to make sure Laney didn't catch that one.
And actually, that wasn't... Pardon me, that wasn't Pearson, that was Jonathan Edwards. So nice job by Jonathan Edwards.
Yeah.
All right, third down and 8 now for the Redskins. They're at their own 36-yard line. They need the 44, trailing 34-10 with 9:14 to go. Trent DeSmet with four receivers, three to his left. Straight back to pass, but whistles blow. It looks like there was a procedure penalty against Union, so this will go from 3rd and 8 to 3rd and 13. Some other scores from around the state in 6A1. Moore beating up on Southmore, 46-28. It's UConn and Norman. Norman leads that one 40-30. We mentioned Broken Arrow, of course. Memorial and Santa Fe. Edmund Memorial and Santa Fe are at the half and scoreless. Putnam North leading Edmund North, 44-14. Norman North leads Mustang, 23-20. And it is the Grant Generals over Capitol Hill, 45-0 right now. Third down now and about 13 for Union. Back is DeSmet, throwing to the right side, and that one is not near anybody. Falls incomplete. Kyler Pearson read that differently than DeSmet and cut to the sidelines when I think that's what Trent thought. He was going to the middle. He threw the ball to the middle, and there was nobody there. The closest player was actually Cody Chase. It'll now be fourth down.
Might be interesting to see here in a second if Owosso goes with their second team or just...
Well,
you know,
it's a great chance to get guys work against a good team. So it'll be fourth down for Union. Now their own 25, pardon me. No, their own 31. Gosh, old eyes. Stephen Forbes will kick it away. He's back. There's the snap and a good but low kick. That ball's going to hit and take a heck of a Redskin roll past the 30 down to the 26-yard line. It'll be down right there. So DeSmet continues tonight to punt it a little short, but get tremendous rolls. And with 8:55 to go in this game, leading 34-10, Owosso will have the football once again, and we will take a look. I see Jacobs out there in the huddle as though he might come back out there, Tom.
I'd be a little surprised if he did.
I'd be really surprised if he did, but you never know.
He might just be in that huddle to encourage some people.
I do think it's a great time. No, Jacobs is coming back. As a matter of fact, the entire first-team offense is coming back out there for Owosso. Now remember, there is the deficit of points, but they are already past that when it comes to home field advantage. You know, the score through the season, they're past that already. So all they have to do is maintain that. Maybe Bill wants one more touchdown. Fake and rolls to the left is Duggar, and he's going to fling this thing downfield, and Goins is there, but it's overthrown and incomplete. JoJo Nichols was there, but he'd been beaten. And as he comes spinning out to the outside, Duggar didn't quite score himself, and the ball sailed a little bit, 2nd and 10. Doc Blevins down in the field.
Actually, I just changed batteries and was checking to make sure that I did it right.
I got you. Well, you did. I can hear you right there, so all is well. 8:47 to go in this game, 34-10. Union leads, or pardon me, trails the Owosso Rams. It'll be 2nd and 10 for Owosso at their own 26-yard line, and Duggar just probably thinking right there he'd like to have that last one back, but he had Goins open. Goins will go to the right side this time for Owosso. Joining him out there, Ronnie Thomas. Now Thomas is going to come in motion. Going to hand to Thomas on a little inside receiver sweep. Got room at the 30, 35, flag down at the 37-yard line. And the flag is down right where Mario Kirby was blocking Shane Fields. So that is likely a block in the back or a hold. And Bill Blankenship is not happy about it, and he is letting the line judge know that.
Just when you think you've seen Jacobs do everything, he comes around there and throws an excellent block and knocks a guy almost out of bounds.
It's going to be a hold against Owosso. And again, that spot of foul is around the 29-yard line. So they will march this one backwards. It'll go to the 19-ish yard line, and Owosso will have it there. And this is where we'll have second down, and yeah, we're going to call it, let's see, 18? We'll let that stand. 8:34 to go, 34-10, Rams lead, and thankfully the clock is running. Also taking their time in the huddle, too. Only 9 on the play clock, and they're just now breaking. Duggar brings him up. He's got Jacobs to his left. Now motion again by Thomas. He's going to fake to Thomas. Duggar rolls to his right. He's being chased, and he throws that thing out there to the right side, and it's incomplete. He flung that sidearm, and he put some juice on that to Goins, but JoJo Nichols was there and knocked it away, and it'll be third down. Owosso, really, Tom, here kind of looks like they're scrimmaging. They're just pulling a little bit of everything out just to see how it goes.
Yeah, they must be, you know, they could just be working on some things that they want to work on. But that sidearm pass kind of got me there.
He threw the crap out of it. He did.
It was Mahomish.
All right, so there is a penalty for either substitution or too many men. They will talk this over and possibly back them up. You're listening to Union Football on 102.3 KRMG Tulsa's News and Talk. KRMG Tulsa. Third down now at about 17 for Owosso. Duggar in the shotgun. Jacobs to his right. Here comes the blitz. Duggar hit from behind, but he let go of the ball early, and it's incomplete. Goins was the guy he wanted to get it to, but good coverage out there by Jaden Rowe, and that falls incomplete. Now let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Union Football on KRMG.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG-FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, a Cox Media Group station.
Back in Owosso, Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton. Doc Blevins down on the field as well, who, as we now know, has a new battery. And with 8 minutes to go in this game, up 34-10, Owosso is facing fourth down at about 17, so they will bring the punter out, and that is Tate Farley. He's standing at his own 4-yard line. Has the football, and he's going to kick it away. It's a very low kick. It's going to bounce around the 50, and it's taken right there by Pearson. Jumps to his left, avoids one at the 40. Kyler still on his feet at the 35. Kyler at the 30. He's going to go to the 25-yard line, and a hard tackle right there. And a very good tackle by Owosso's Dominic Ruff, but not before he brings it all the way back to the 25-yard line. He picked that ball up closer to midfield, so that's about a 25-yard return right there by Kyler Pearson, and that'll give Redskins a really good field position. 7:48 to go in this game. And Owosso up 34-10, and Union will take it over there at the 25.
And again, I hate to keep emphasizing this, but I think it's just a sign of character that Union has not quit fighting and is still going, and with their play calling, with their people playing and everything.
Trent Dismet will be back at quarterback. Now A.J. Green will be back at the running back spot for the first time since the first half. Three receivers come right side. Lipsy is late to that side, and now a timeout called by Owosso. We'll take a break, too. 7:48 to go in this game. 34-10, Owosso leads Union. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
I'm a big guy with a big family, so what do you do when you need a big family-sized vehicle? Rick, we're here from my friends at Ferguson Subaru. You might be asking yourself, what could Subaru offer in a big family SUV? Well, if you haven't seen the latest Subaru marvel, then you're missing out. It's the all-new 2020 Subaru Ascent, and it's big, and I mean big. You can get it with up to 7 or even 8 passenger capacity. That's right, you heard me, 8 passenger Subaru SUV. Plus, the Ascent comes with the legendary turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine that makes an impressive 260 horsepower, but still up to 27 miles per gallon and a towing capacity of 5,000 pounds. And now, through September 30th, you can get 2.9% APR financing on all new 2020 Subaru Ascents. And remember, every Subaru Ascent comes standard equipped. That means you don't have to pay extra for Subaru's road-gripping, symmetrical all-wheel drive system found only in a Subaru. Subaru, the best all-wheel drive leader for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. And Ferguson Subaru, the best place to get it. Just off the Broken Arrow at the Elm Place exit across from Bass Pro. Or find them at FergusonSubaru.com.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
When first down, Union hands to A.J. Green on the right side. He loses about 2 yards. He'll go back all the way to the 28-yard line. It'll be second down and 12 now for the Redskins. 7:25 to go here in Owosso. Rick Corey, Doc Blevins, and Tom Stockton. Union trailing 34-10, second and 12. Trent DeSmet, quarterback. A.J. Green to his left at running back. Four receivers, three left side, one to the right. Trent is set. Back to throw, fires right side, caught by Lipsy, and he jumps past one man and got down to the 25, so he got back that 2 yards, but that's about it. And the Union offensive lineman came in late, Alex Slaughter, and wiped out an Owosso player, and that gets a flag, and that's just a lack of controlling yourself.
It's been
just not a smart play.
No, not at all, and it's been kind of chippy the last quarter or so. There's been some shoving and stuff going on.
And you understand getting a little frustrated if you're a Union player. You're not used to losing like this. But that hit was well after the play was over and uncalled for. So that'll put it all the way back. They'll mark the ball back around the 36-yard line. And instead of having a second down or a third down and 10, they'll end up replaying the down. It'll be second down and 21. Union needs the 15 for the first down. DeSmet again in the shotgun. Again, Green to his left. Trent claps his hands, now looks to the left for a play call. 14 on the play clock. Lipsy here to the right. Also out here is Belt. To the left is Pearson and Edwards. DeSmet with the snap, looks, fires downfield. That ball is just over the head of Lipsy. He got hit at the end by Dawson Adams. So that ball's incomplete, and it'll be third down and 10 now. 6:34 to play in the game, 34-10 Owosso. They've got a dandy going between Broken Arrow and Jinx. Tigers led that one early. Jinx came back to lead 15-14. Broken Arrow with a late field goal, and they win 17-15. Terrific football game, obviously, right there between those two. So third down, 21 yards to go for Union. They're at the Owosso 36. Trent DeSmet with three receivers to his right and A.J. Green to his right in the shotgun. DeSmet standing at the 40. Has the snap. Here comes the pressure. Has time. Now he fires right side. Pearson's open, and it is caught. But was he in bounds? Nope. He was out of bounds. Pearson was open. He'd gotten behind, I think it was Deuce Mayberry. Nope. No, it was not. It was Omar Barker. But he got behind Barker, but the throw just carried him out of bounds. If that throw is upfield and in bounds, Tom, that's six.
And that was a great catch, but he's... I agree with the call. His feet were out of bounds.
So Union's had several of those tonight where a better throw would get you at least a first down. In that case, would have gotten you a touchdown. Now with fourth down and 21, Union has no choice with 6:26 to go. And trailing 34-10, they have to go. They're at the 36 of Owosso. They need the 15. Straight back as to Smith. Looking. He's running out of time, and he'll go down. He is sacked back at the 35-yard line. The guy making that play for Owosso was Cole Creekmore, the senior. And that will give Owosso back the football. With 6:18 to play here in this contest, Owosso 34-10 leading, and they'll have another shot on offense. I don't want to say last, chance, but, Tom, if you get that and make it 34-17, and you get an onside kick, you can make it an interesting game. But at this point, it's become somewhat back at Union's kind of playing out the string.
I think one thing Union's got to do is not let the emotion get to them. They don't need any more penalties or any of that stuff.
First and 10 for Owosso. They're going to hand off to Jacobs on the right side. He bursts across the 35. Jacobs still going to the 40. Still going, breaking tackles. Jacobs up to the 43-yard line. He would not go down. Several Redskins, including Kalo, along the way couldn't get him down. Jacob Rogers finally did after a gain of 8. It'll be 2nd and 2.
I'm a little surprised he's in the game, and then even a little more surprised that he ran the ball.
Aggressively.
Oh, very aggressively, like he's done every time tonight.
That young man is compactly built, great speed. Kind of reminds me of a cross between Tyler Radkins and Shamari Brooks.
Yeah.
Second and 2 now for Owosso at their own 43. Hand off once again to Jacobs, and once again he pushes forward, breaking tackles. He's across the 45, has the first down. A little more pushing and shoving still going on as Michael Walker comes up with that final tackle, but that gain of 5 gives the Rams a first down, and they move the chains and the clock at 5:26 to go in the game, with the Rams leading 34-10. Now you're right, Tom. It's just keeping your head.
Yeah, just play. Make the tackle. You don't have to say anything. Really, when, you know.
Sign of a really good player is to know when you need to get better.
That's right.
And you go to the huddle and you worry about the next play. 1st and 10 for Owosso. Now at their own 47. They'll hand off once again to Jacobs, and he is taken down right away. Caleb Kalo came storming into the backfield. That is the first time we've seen Jacobs taken down without a gain. It'll be 2nd down and 10.
Okay.
Peyton Lusk will bring a play in. And the Rams are very content to take their time.
Yeah, and just run the clock down.
Inside 5 to play now. 18 on the play clock, and I would be surprised if they snap it before there's 8 or so seconds left on that play clock. Duggar in the shotgun once again with Kirby in motion. Snap, goes to Duggar, he drops it, he picks it up and runs with it, and he got popped. Boy, he got around to the, he got to the 49, and he just got stood up right there. Then Union drove him backwards and into the ground. Rogers was there, Chauncey Andrews was there, but that's a gain of about 2, and we'll call it 3rd down and 8 from the 49-yard line of Owosso. Let's get down to the field and Doc Levins. Doc?
A little more on J.D. Geneva. His ankle was hit early in the game. When he went down in a pile and they finally took him off, his ankle gave way on him while he was trying to throw. He says he can't drive off that right foot right now. But he's not on crutches, so one would assume he's going to be okay.
All right, that's what we would hope. 3rd down and 8 now for Owosso at their 49-yard line. They'll need Union's 43 for the first down. Rams lead 34-10, 3:49 to go in this game, and a timeout called. We'll take a break as well. 34-10 Owosso, this is Union Football on KRMG.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock includes the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Act now, and for a limited time, get 30% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS for 30% off. Offer expires October 6th, so don't wait. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Back at Owosso Stadium, it's the Owosso Rams leading 34-10 over the Union Redskins with 3:49 to play in the game. Rick Corey, Tom Stockton, and Doc Blevins, 3rd down and 8 for Owosso at their 49-yard line. Quick throw left side. It is caught by Jacobs. He's got room, 50, 45. Jacobs has the first down, down to around the 43-yard line. Final tackle in there for Union. Coming by, looks like A.J. Green. Yeah, it was A.J. after a 9-yard gain, though, by Jacobs. And probably the best two players on each team meet right there. Jacobs wins that one with 9 yards and his first down for the Rams.
And the way they're taking their time in that, they probably can run this last 3:25 off with
easily.
Maybe one more first down.
Yeah, easily. Union has timeouts left, but won't take them. 3:20 to go in this game. Owosso's first team still out there. First and 10, now at the Redskin 43. Two receivers go right, one left, and the shotgun is Duggar. Duggar's going to hand off to the backup running back now, Willis Brown. He's going to pile forward. He got a couple. Got down about to the 41-yard line. Once again, Gabe Ford, who's had a bunch of tackles tonight up off the bottom of the pile there. He wasn't the only one. Union also got help in there from Torrey Thrower. Nope. We've got a number who we don't have on our roster, I believe. Let me take a look. Well, we'll get to that in a moment. So it'll be second down and about 8 now for Owosso. And again, taking their time, 14 on the play clock, down under 2:30. Rams are just going to go as slow as they can. Duggar comes up. Willis Brown again to his left. Now in motion. Fake that motion. He's going to hand off to Brown again. And he'll again stick his head down and go straight forward. He got about another yard to the 40. Michael Walker was there, as he has been most of the night. And it'll be third down and 7 for the Rams with 2:13 to go.
1 yard on the play. Third down.
They don't have to snap it until there's about a minute 42. And if they don't make it here, they would be able to run it down to about a minute 10 before they went on fourth down. And they are going to certainly let that clock go down. They're 17 on the play clock. They'll send Goins wide to the right. Carney is out there as well. And again, Duggar. He'll hand off one more time, coming to the left side and then falling as Willis Brown. That's about the fourth time someone's fallen tonight on the turf. He got to the 38-yard line. Really, the turf tackled him as much as Kalo did. And it'll be fourth down and 5. And the clock will tick under a minute before they have to snap it, or right at a minute. 34-10, Owosso, with this big fourth down. Fourth and 4. With 38 of Union, he'll need about 32. Duggar getting the call, 12 on the play clock. Steps forward, makes the call, now steps backward with Brown to his right. Duggar, pooch kicks. Nice and high, and that ball's going to land at the 5 and go into the end zone, and it'll be Union's football. So with 58 seconds to go, that was pretty effective, Tom. They wasted about as much time as they could there, and they'll give Union one more shot, and they'll take it at their own 20-yard line with 58 seconds to go, trailing 34-10.
Yeah, it's
5:20 on that drive. They got nothing out of it except they put Union on defensive.
Yeah. And I think one of the things Union's got to take out of this is, okay, it's over with. We've got to win the rest of our games, because then they'll be pinned up against possibly Broken Arrow or Jinx, which they beat one, and the other one they played really, really well against. And I think they've got a chance to go away.
I think the message out of this is, yeah, you got to get better.
Yeah.
Because you're going to play one of these guys again. Back to throw is to Smith, throwing left side. He tried to get that ball out quickly, but not even looking for it as he came out of the backfield was Chauncey Andrews. He threw it right at Chauncey, who was in there at running back, and Chauncey didn't turn and look, and it whizzed right by his head.
Yeah, it almost hit him.
So it'll be second down and 10 from their 20-yard line for Union. And back to what we were saying, you're going to, yes, Tom's right. You have to win the rest of your games just to finish second in your district at this point if Owosso wins out. More importantly, you have to improve. So you have to, every game, try to get yourself a little better. Second 10 for the Redskins at their own 20. DeSmet back again. He's going to fire it left side and deep, and that ball is caught at the 45-yard line and down inside the 40. What a nice job. Nice throw, and then a catch by McDaniels. McDaniels ran by Cody Chase, made the catch around the 40, and ran out of bounds at the 34-yard line. And Trent DeSmet played a nice ball out there all the way from the 20 down to the 34. That's 46 yards, and it's first and 10 Redskins. They trail 34-10 with 47 seconds to go. Two receivers right, DeSmet again in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to the left side to Wilkins, and he plows forward to the 31-yard line. Wasn't going to get an awful lot of that, but he got a little something out of it. Owosso's Christian Ray in there on the tackle, and it'll be second down and about 8 for the Redskins. 33 seconds to play, and this will probably be the last snap of this game. DeSmet again in the shotgun. Wilkins to his right. Two receivers right, one left. Owosso comes with a blitz and whistles blow because the Owosso Ram, who came up to blitz, stepped off sides. And that was Cougar Sparks. Sparks jumped jumped the gun a little early and stepped across the line, and that'll move the ball down to around the 27-yard line. That'll make it second down and three for Union with 22 seconds to go here, trailing 34-10. DeSmet with three receivers to his right. Wilkins to his right as well in the backfield. DeSmet in the shotgun. Trent sends Wilkins in motion. Wants to throw to him, and now here comes the pressure. DeSmet runs, throws back to the middle, and that ball is caught, I think. Did he say he caught it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a tremendous catch in there. He threw on the run once again, and DeMond Sanders was open in the middle but had to make a diving catch just to get his hands under it. But he did all the way to the 11-yard line, so another 17 or so, and it's first and 10, and DeSmet kills the ball, but the clock clicked to zero. So after a tremendous catch, DeSmet tried to kill the clock, but he couldn't until it got to all zeros, and that's the ball game. Owosso 34, Union 10. Back with our post game in a moment. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Chuck and Trina from Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa. You really do have a terrific selection on your pre-owned lot.
You know, you're not in the market to buy a brand new car. We got pre-loved cars. We've got Mercedes, Jaguars, Jeeps. Listen, we go all over the country to make sure that we have a big selection of used cars. Trina's looking for a good used car right now on her phone.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 and Memorial.
You compulsively check the website every 3 minutes to make sure they haven't sold that car you want so bad. You just don't quite have the money. But a lower rate could mean getting that new car today. Oklahoma Central Credit Union has new car loan rates as low as 3.89% APR. So go buy that car, or maybe even a better car. Decide quick. 3.89% APR hassle-free auto loans from Oklahoma Central Credit Union won't last long. Call 1-800-444-6228 or visit oklahomacentral.creditunion for details about credit cost and terms.
Compare online or even better in person at Dunge's. Dunge's in Bartlesville is the only place where you can compare Ford versus Toyota or Toyota versus Lincoln. Dunge's family is celebrating 90 years of selling Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota all in one place. Dunge's model year end clearance is on this month. Take 22% off remaining 2019 Ford F-150 XLTs plus amazing clearance prices on Toyota Camry, Highlander, RAV4, and Tacoma trucks. At Dunge's, you will get super aggressive trade-in offers along with the Dunge's Advantage warranty, a 7-year, 100,000-mile extended warranty at no additional cost. And it comes standard with every new Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota. At Dunge's, we stack them side by side to make it easy to compare the look and feel of a Ford F-150 versus Toyota Tundra, or the Toyota Highlander versus the luxury of a Lincoln. Plus, Dunge's sweetens their car deals with $9.95 oil changes. Dunge's choice is the smart choice, and they're only minutes away from you in Bartlesville. Get more info at dungeschoice.com.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks. Just come in. Be a part of the family.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
We want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
This is a great time of year to buy because you do have some terrific incentives. Fall is here.
Not to mention it's hunting season, fishing season. This is my favorite time of the year. You got a lot of people looking for farm trucks, work trucks. It is a great time to buy. We have a couple 18s left, running wide open with the 19s, and then the 2020s are starting to trickle in as well. Yeah, we're ready to make deals on anything you need.
And you know, we have a great used selection as well.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's always the right way.